A few years before he painted this picture, Poussin was working in a very different manner. His landscapes were very soft-focused, with wonderful blue distances. The figures as well were much more softly depicted, in a manner that was very reminiscent of Titian and other 16th century Venetian artists. Suddenly he changed the way he painted, and in this picture you can see that he's working in a very crisp and clear manner. The figures are sharply drawn, sharply delineated, and even the landscape has a clarity which is completely different from his earlier work. And in order to paint this particular picture of a revel, a bacchanalian revel around a statue of the god Pan, Poussin referred not only to visual sources, such as Roman sculpture, in particular the carved friezes that were found on the front of burial chambers, but also to written sources. He studied Greek and Roman writers, and a lot of the detail in this picture comes from sources of that kind. He's arranged the figures across the middle of the picture in a continuous frieze, just as on a Roman bas-relief sculpture, a half-relief sculpture. They seem to connect and intertwine like a continuous band of movement, occupying only the center portion of the picture. Another feature which connects the picture to Roman sculpture is the shallowness of the composition. You can see that all the action seems to be confined to a very narrow plane. He's done his best to limit the sense of depth. The background of the picture is blocked in by this great mound of rock on the left, and then by this screen of trees, which all seem to run parallel to us, to the picture plane and to where we are standing. And at the front of the picture, there is a corresponding sort of rocky edge, which confines the figures as though on a narrow stage, where they're brilliantly lit so that we can see them clearly. And the colour has also been very cleverly organised to create a harmonious rhythm across the surface, with blues, the figure of the woman on the left and again on the right, echoing each other, and again with the sort of oranges and red colours, creating a rhythm right across the surface. A rhythm that is then taken up by the postures of arms and legs, all of them very carefully studied, very carefully prepared through drawings to create this continuous effect. And then in the foreground is a beautifully observed and beautifully depicted still life of miscellaneous objects. You see masks, tambourines, the pipes of Pan, flowers, a wine, a Greek vase lying on its side, various staffs and pine cones, all of which are learned references to this subject, to these revelers who are worshippers of Pan, the god of fertility. But it wasn't only to the past, to the classical past, that Poussin looked in developing this picture and indeed in changing his style. This particular painting and its companion, a painting called The Triumph of Bacchus, were both painted for a room in the Chateau de Richelieu near Poitiers in France to accompany a group of 15th century paintings which had been given to the Duke of Richelieu by the Duke of Mantua. Now, these pictures were very famous in the 17th century, and among them were very important paintings by Mantegna, Costa, and Perugino, all important Italian 15th century painters. And they were subjects similar to these, mythological subjects with dancing figures, goddesses and deities and so on. And in painting this, Poussin must have thought about the way those pictures appeared. He must have considered how his pictures would fit in with these much earlier paintings. And in adopting this very sharp, clear style, very precisely drawn, with all this meticulous detail, he's actually looking back, in particular, to the style of Mantegna, who was one of the first great Renaissance painters in Italy, and who was himself a great student of the antique past, and who had painted subjects of this kind. This shallow space, this rocky edge along the front, are all features which you find repeated in the pictures that were to hang with Poussin's paintings in the Chateau de Richelieu in France. And I think that this picture must have looked very strange indeed to Poussin's contemporaries in the 17th century, since it was quite unlike anything that they would have seen of their own time before.